Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
Welcome to another edition of Spectrum this afternoon. Last one for the week. It's been a good week full of Spectrums, and this one I'm sure is going to be no different. We're talking about a really cool event going on over in Maria Stein. We've got Brad Kanapke, you probably know him as Pac-Man out there, and also Ben Moeller from Moeller Door and Window. Appreciate you guys being in the studio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe real quick, dive into when is this Greenway Gala? What's the date?
Well, the date is September 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. Coming up here in two Saturdays from now, actually.
Yeah, right around the corner. Hard to believe we're already at the end of August.
Football season,
Labor Day in about 9-10 days already. What are some of the things, if no one's heard of the Greenway Gala, what should people come to expect? What is it?
So the location is the Marion Township Park. And there's in between the spiritual center or the relic shrine and then the actual park, there is a really beautiful wooded area. It's many in the area know it from the little chapel in the woods. And it's just a really serene, beautiful area. And what we do is we'll string the lights, the Edison lights, from tree to tree. It's just a neat atmosphere, a cool, crisp fall evening. We got Zach Rosenbeck playing acoustic, all the vendors with the beer, the craft beer, the foods, all these items. It's just a really cool atmosphere. Just nothing else like it, I believe, in the area. Wouldn't you say, Ben?
Yeah, we like to think it's unique for sure.
There's certainly a lot of different vendors, and you know, you've got Caddies, you've got Crooked Handle, Moeller Brew Barn, but I think Ben, you've got kind of a list of current vendors expected.
Yeah. In regards to food, Silas is joining us this year. Silas Craft Kitchen out of Versailles. They're new to the venue. The Deli Barn, if you've never had their stuff, they do an awesome charcuterie board and dessert table out in the middle. Obviously, as you said, Caddies, Do Good works with us. Winner's Meats, Holy Smokes, and Moeller Brew Barn. Those are our food vendors out there. And everything is done by basically you pay $60 at the beginning of the night. It's sort of unlimited tastings as the night goes on. So it's a great event for that. But if you're into more of the drinks and the food, beyond the Moeller Brew Barn, Versailles Winery is there. The Social Bar out of Fort Recovery is going to be working with us this year, making some craft cocktails for people who are interested in that. Second Crossing Brewery, Municipal Brew, and Crooked Handle Brewery as well. We'll have some coffee products from Winans, just all sorts of cool stuff.
A lot of different vendors. That is awesome to see. And how did the Marion community, how did the Greenway and Bike Path project, how did all this kind of come together?
The Bike Path itself?
Yeah. Between the Greenway Gala occurring, the Bike Path project. I mean, if you look back 6, 7, 10 years, how did...
What has it been, almost 9 or 10 years, I think?
Gosh, yeah.
just a few of us just kind of sat down and... I actually was a little bit late to the committee. There's only a few original members left, but we just wanted some way to envision connecting our communities. We have a lot of villages in the Marion. That's what composes the Marion community, and just connect them safely. And Nick Moeller did a lot of legwork on the grants and stuff for the original, what we have in the ground now, which is what, 2.1 miles, I believe. Which it stretches from Winans, where the edge is, and then goes through all the way to the Marion Township Park. So just a very beautiful path. We get a lot of use out of the community, walking their dogs, walking, bike riding.
And here, last probably week and a half, 2 weeks, there was definitely some talk about extending the path toward Chickasaw. What would that, I know it's probably in early details and some things were shared with the village of Chickasaw, but what does that idea eventually look like? And is that kind of what the long-term goal here is to perhaps, you know, connect to these other, you know, Maria Stein local communities and just create a safer path for people people who aren't in an automobile to maybe have access to those communities?
Yeah. You know, really one of many long-term goals is connecting Chickasaw and Maria Stein, but we can say the same for really every one of the villages over there. It'd be awesome to just start seeing us connected by something other than roadways. Traffic is just, it's a different animal than what it was when I was a kid. You know, you can't send your kid down the highway on a bike and feel safe about it necessarily anymore. So we're trying to find a way around that.
And so with the long-term version of that, the vision comes with that is funding. How does the funding of all of this kind of work? You know, I think you mentioned grants, but also this event is probably monumental to the bigger picture as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's money out there for through the state and different areas of funding. You just got it with ODOT and the natural resources, Ohio Department of Natural Resources. A lot of that stuff is out there. It's a lot of paperwork. I'm not real up on that, but I know, like I said, Nick has done a lot of legwork for that. One of our other members, Mary Ann Bruns, she's kind of starting the process of that. So it's just trying to get the feelers out there and talk to people.
When it comes to purchasing a ticket, does someone need to do this in advance? Can they show up the evening of? How does someone go about getting tickets?
We are trying to get everything sort of dialed in a pre-sale type of pretense rather than just an evening of type of show. If someone does want to buy tickets, they can either contact Julia Homan at 419-305-9297. Or if you have Venmo, you can hop onto the MCDO's Venmo page, which is at MarionCommunity-Development.org. And it's $60 per person. Again, that's all you can eat, all you care to eat, all you care to drink, all really good, unique, local stuff.
One thing I would like to add is that that makes it even more cool and unique is a couple things is we kick off the event with someone local singing the national anthem, and it, no better way to any big event to start it off with our beloved national anthem. And then also we have a local artist that will be doing a patriotic theme throughout the evening. She's going to do this, and then we'll have a live auction of that art piece. So last year we had it was pretty incredible, but we had the theme with our church after the fire. But this year it's going to be a patriotic, maybe a little bit of faith-based stuff into it. And Jenna Walterbush, she's now brewing, will be doing she'll be our artist this year.
So. What is the art on the street and then live with Marcy Stammen?
So Marcy, unfortunately, initially was going to attend this year. She was our artist last year. Gotcha. Already had the flyers printed, but Jenna Walterbush was gracious enough to help us out and stepped in. She's been working with Julia. And we're really excited about what she's going to bring in. It's really unique. We get some lights set up in the park. She does an oil painting right there in front of everyone. And again, it's auctioned off that evening. So just kind of a unique.
Those are, if you've never seen someone do an oil painting live, I've been on the witnessing end at other special events. It really is cool from, you know, when they start with that thing blank and then, you know, they've got the image or the picture that they're working on and just how that looks by the end of the evening. And then, so this painting is then you'll have a live auction towards the end of the night when it's all completed.
Yes. Yeah. Last year, it went fantastic as Pac had said earlier. Last year's kind of a unique event. The proceeds went towards the rehabilitation project of St. John's Church, and the painting itself was incredible what it wound up bringing. But following that, then Dave Busher, the fellow who had purchased it, was gracious enough to allow copies to be made and sold again to help benefit the church, and we raised $37,000 for our church last year.
That's incredible. And when you think of the volunteers and the people behind helping with this event, but you know, just Maria Stein in general, just the community over there is so forthcoming with, you know, not just sometimes, you know, finances and money resources is nice, but the time that people just donate and give over in the Maria Stein area and the Grand Lake region is unlike, you know, some other areas in the country.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, we call it God's country and like you said, all the areas and in this Tri-County, I like to say, it's just phenomenal how, you know, something bad happens. We come together. We help each other out. Just a great place to live and raise a family.
And again, this event is on September 12th, correct?
Correct.
And it's at, it'll start at 6 o'clock and it's at the Heritage Park Woods. And what other any other activities out there? Is this for families? Is this more adult driven? What should people really expect if they want to bring a family out? What does it look like from an attendance standpoint?
Well, so Zach Rosenbeck is our entertainment for the evening. He's going to be playing acoustically up there, and it is a more adult centered event. Typically, there are no kids out there. I probably would not recommend that. Not that it's rowdy or anything. It's just more of an adult centered event.
Perfect. And how does the money, does all this money directly go towards the bike path project or is this money being also kind of donated to various causes throughout the Maria Stein?
Great question. The multi-use path is a subsidiary of the MCDO, which is the Marion Community Development Organization. So we have our own fund, and it's part of the greater MCDO. And then we're trying to use this for upkeep, hopefully towards maybe partial grant money and matching stuff, things like that. One thing I did want to make sure I mention is that Brandon Arling is our auctioneer, and just watching Brandon auction something off is worth the price of admission, wouldn't you say, Ben?
I'm with you.
He's awesome. He's just very entertaining.
And back to that auction, what is the theme? Do you know any spoiler alerts on maybe what exactly is being painted?
We don't. Jenna has full artistic freedom. So
just patriotic, right?
Yeah, I mean, and kind of for the $250, gave her that to run with.
Beautiful. We've got Brad Konecki, Ben Moeller in here for studio for Spectrum this afternoon. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll tie up the loose ends regarding this Greenway Gala. Again, the 6th annual Greenway Gala over in the Maria Stein for the Community Greenway Project. We'll be right back here on Spectrum.
Life is full of tough choices, but switching and potentially saving hundreds when you bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive isn't one of them. Not like choosing a vacuum, which, you know, sounds simple enough until 3 weeks later when you're joining vacuum forums and pouring through countless articles. Pretty soon you're making full-on spreadsheets, sifting through thousands of online reviews and saying things like cordless runtime in your everyday conversations. At least bundling home and auto with Progressive is an easy choice. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
The best time to recommit to your gut health goals? Right now. Take charge of your gut with Nature Made. Our clinically studied ingredients support digestive health. Digestive enzymes break down nutrients. Probiotic and prebiotic fiber nourish good gut bacteria. And super greens with probiotics empower daily digestive health. Try the full lineup of gut health support from Nature Made, the #1 pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, if you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network. Plus, America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Spectrum here on 96.7 The Wave. Again, Ben Moeller and Brad Kanapke in studio here. We're talking about the Greenway Gala, the sixth annual. Hard to believe you guys are already getting into the sixth year. Perhaps maybe just remind people one more time the date, the time, price of admission. I know you're also wanting people to really buy this ticket in advance, so you kind of have an idea of how many people plan on showing up. So just kind of run us through the basic details one more time.
Yeah, so it's September 12th, 6 to 9, and because of having all the food, we would like to have probably about a week before the event, if not a little sooner, to get our final numbers. We're starting to get a good surge of tickets here, so we really don't, you know, we try to cap it. It's a limited area. We don't want it so crowded that you can't enjoy things out there, but we definitely want to get a good crowd out there. We're on our way. Zach Rosenbeck's performing. We've got just the ambiance and the beauty of in that. It's the dusk is happening. The lights are strung from tree to tree. It's just a calm, nice, just a cool atmosphere. And
just to give people an idea of the food that is there as well. You know, we don't want you to think that you're paying $60 and going in and just getting festival food or something. This is very unique. These restaurants that are attending, usually they're bringing something kind of all their own or something that's off the beaten path. The Brew Barn responded the other day and said, we'll be bringing loaded pork with beer, cheese, and caramelized onions and chips with sriracha and baked beans. So
I already know where Brad's going.
Yeah. Where else do you get that? And brisket, you know, things like that. It's Jean Putoff, actually. I didn't mention her name earlier. Jean has years and years of catering experience. She goes above and beyond. It's incredible what she does for us. Always something incredibly unique, and no one's better at it than her.
Yes. Yeah, so you might see something from one of these vendors that's not on their traditional menu. They might take items that are on their menu and then kind of combine it to make a whole new menu item and showcase it at this event.
Right. Yeah, that's correct. Jean just, we give her, there's a little shelter house out there, and we always get, that's Jean's area, and she utilizes that, and it's just phenomenal what she puts out, but along with all the vendors. I think one other one is 10 Acre Popcorn is also out there. So they do a really cool job with, you know, nothing better than having a beer and having some different kind of popcorn in your
Never hand. A bad thing. kind of a last follow-up question here. What is the next tangible step after this year's fundraiser? As, you know, perhaps expansion of the path coming up and some other things that perhaps you want to raise money for. What is the next couple of years? What does next year look like? Obviously, with this being the sixth, I'm assuming this is something that's going to continue on for years to come.
Yeah, I mean, hopes are, you know, we'll gauge it year to year and see how things go. It's been great every year so far, so we'll see what happens there. In regards to the path, you know, we're continuing to, we've been actually a little quiet probably here the last year or two once the original path is brought in and brought to fruition and is now, you know, a reality. In our minds, I think our next step is to find a way to expand it in one way or another.
And we are getting a lot of input from community members, like, how can we get this to Chickasaw? How can we get this to Mariestein or St. Sebastian or Osgood? So the more people give us ideas, come to a meeting, reach out to us. You know, we just, you know, the main thing is safety. It's just, there's so many trucks on 716. We love our businesses and the business park out there, but you know, it's just dangerous, and we want to have safety for our kids. That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, I mean, this really isn't just about someone who doesn't bike or maybe doesn't walk. This is just as a community for those that don't drive or just want to enjoy being outdoors. This gives them that accessibility to enjoy the outdoors, have a great path to walk down without really, you know, the highways. There is more traffic. Point blank, you guys said it the best. And this just gives them that resource, that accessibility to enjoy the outdoors without maybe, you know, having to travel 15, 20 minutes to go do it.
Yeah, you know, really every bike path in our area or any area, I think everyone kind of has a realization at some point when they start utilizing one or get on one. It's like, man, this is just, it's serene, it's quiet, it's peaceful, and it's good for your soul. at the end of the day. So we like to take a little bit of that and try to drop it in Maria Stein and the Marion Township somewhere.
Again, this is we had Brad Kanapke, Ben Moeller in here talking about the 6th annual Greenway Gala. We appreciate them coming on Spectrum this afternoon. You'll be able to hear this on replay, of course, over on Lake 100 coming up at 1:30. And then at some point this afternoon, I'll get all my ducks in a row and I'll have it up on the website and we'll have it up on social media for you as well. Brad, Ben, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you having us. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have this up on the website, Facebook coming up later on, and it'll be over on Lake 100 coming up at 1:30.